And now we turn things over to a father and his daughter. Christian Zilovitz is a break room regular on our show. He co-founded Pride School Atlanta, an LGBT-affirming school. Christian is a queer-identified trans man and the father of two children. Here he is with his 9-year-old daughter, Zoe.
My name is Christian James Zilovitz. I am 48 and a half years old, almost, and I'm here with my daughter,
Zoe Frances Zilovitz Hastings, and I'm 9 years old.
We moved down to Atlanta when you were 3 and a half.
No, I turned 3 and a half on the trip.
Turned 3 and a half on the trip. So actually, yesterday was exactly 6 years that we arrived in Atlanta, and here we are on the radio sharing our story with the world, which is really fascinating to me. So you want to ask me a question?
Yeah. How did your life change when I was born?
Oh, everything changed. I stopped sleeping.
And you haven't slept since?
Haven't slept since. The moment Mommy was pregnant with you, our life changed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the stakes become a lot higher.
Yeah.
Like, I had no desire to ride a motorcycle anymore. You know, I have no desire to go up in a light airplane just for fun, because I want to be here.
I remember that Uncle Chip stopped smoking when Aunt Becky had Ella.
Mm-hmm. So lots of things change for people,
yeah.
Right? Some people don't, but I will tell you that the moment you came out and I saw you and I helped you breathe your first breaths, because I had to. I held the little oxygen tube to, like, help you breathe in the beginning.
Yeah.
I, you know, totally fell in love with you.
What were the best and worst moments when Mom was pregnant, and how about now?
This is a great question and a tough question, as you probably know, because I think you've heard this story before. So, as a trans man, I cannot produce sperm to make a baby. So, as you know, we had you as kind of a high-tech way. You know, you weren't created the old-fashioned way, shall we say. And it took 10 months, 10 tries for Mommy to become pregnant with you. We were home, and Mommy went and did a pregnancy test before I got up, and she walked to the bedroom and woke me up and handed me a glass of soy milk and showed me the pregnancy test. And I don't even think I had my glasses on yet. And the pregnancy test came out slightly pink, and she was so worried that she wasn't really, really pregnant. And then we had to go to the fertility clinic to find out for real, to make sure things were moving along. And and I remember we were sitting outside the clinic, and there were a bunch of moms and dads going to, like, Lama's class, baby birthing class. They were bringing their pillows, and they were all very pregnant. And it was the first time that Mommy wasn't so completely upset at seeing all these pregnant women walk by. She wanted so desperately to have a baby and to have you.
Yeah.
And then we were just sitting there, and she was just, we were so overcome. About a month or so later, and this is where the hard part of the story comes in, I was calling my parents to tell them we were pregnant with you. And my parents were calling to tell me that they were having a hard time with my transition from female to male, and that they didn't want to see us when we went to New Jersey, because they couldn't quite wrap their minds around it yet. And so it kind of put a damper on that moment, but we knew that everybody has their process when somebody transitions, especially parents, because they get afraid, they don't know what to tell people. And that's what my mom said 6 months later. She said, I didn't know what to tell people. But that's part of our story, in that our family by choice came to our wedding, and Mommy was 6 months pregnant with you when we got married. So, you know, we were older parents, as they say. Our number one goal was to get pregnant, and then I proposed to Mommy, and then we got married.
How much did that ring cost?
Oh, I cannot disclose that information. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When you were little, like two, and when you were mad at me, when you were two or three or so, when you were mad at me, you would say, I want two moms and no dads.
Yeah.
And I was the stay-at-home dad, too. And, of course, Mommy and I would giggle at that, knowing that I'm a trans man, and if I had not transitioned, I would have been your other mom. And yeah. Then you would have been saying, I want a mom and a dad and not two moms. How different you think things would have been for you if you had two moms instead of a mom and a dad?
Not that extremely different, because you would still have the same personality, just a different gender. You'd probably still be the stay-at-home dad, just a stay-at-home mom instead. But it might have been a little different because people would have been asking me more, why do you have two moms? Where's your dad? Like, who is that other person with your mom? Where's your dad?
Some people ask us, are you and Emily my children? Or are they yours, quote unquote?
Yeah.
Like, and it's funny because some trans men have carried their own children before transition. Mm-hmm. And then some people will assume that we've adopted. Has anybody asked you or said anything rude about having me as a trans dad?
My friends are usually pretty good about it because they know. Mm-hmm. And so they don't really care. They don't really care about my family. They just care, like, they just want to play with me.
Right.
Yeah.
Many people think that LGBT families are, like, so different from other families. What is an average day like in our family? Like, say, school days are kind of boring in that sense. So what about in the summertime?
Let's see. There's usually at least about 3 fights a day. 5 yelling tournaments, I could say. Dog gets out about once or twice a week. I don't know who is the majority who lets him out. Probably Emily or Mom.
Being here today is one of the biggest ways you can show me that you love me. Hopping in an Uber and going places and wanting to spend time with me is actually one of the biggest ways that you show me that you love me, and I really appreciate that.
We have to go to Alabama soon.
We have to go to Alabama soon.
And stay in a hotel.
Christian Zilovitz and his daughter, Zoe. Christian is the co-founder of Pride School Atlanta. On Second Thoughts, Leighton Rowell produced the story.